This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With a message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment. Anyway, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
So we got Hood Rich Saint in the building, all right, coming all the way from Mississippi. Has been known to go viral with your girlfriend who's standing at 6 feet tall, 350 pounds with a whole lot of ass on my head, okay?
You was 15 and you already knew you like big girls?
Yeah, man. Actually, like a challenge.
I'm already a little. I need somebody who can hold me at night. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I need somebody who keep me warm, bro.
So I have a question. Like, when y'all first, you got on OnlyFans after y'all got together?
Yeah, she been like.
Okay. I introduced her to OnlyFans.
Come on, period. And
For me, taking a strap, this, I'm gay with this gay. No, I this just me. I can't do that, so.
Right.
Listen, that's where I'm down. I have actually had sex with a man, but if you seen the behind the scenes,
I don't know what makes a motherfucker bisexual. If you suck a dick, I don't know if that make you
bitch,
bisexual.
Bitch, you fucking bisexual. You sucking dick.
Whole lot of gay shit. Whole lot of gay. I like that.
Hey, what's going on? It's Boss Britt the Most Lit.
What's up? It's your girl DJ Excel.
And this is
the No Homo Show.
Everything we talk about
is homo as
gay. Welcome back.
We outside today.
Back at like a crack addict.
Shout out to everybody tuned into our podcast through Revolt. Shout out to everybody listening and watching on our Patreon. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. Join our Patreon right now, actually, because it's going up. It's going crazy.
It's going up. I'm loving the Patreon.
Yeah, for sure.
We might be off YouTube, so y'all saying I'm trying to trick them.
Yo, we got behind the scenes footage of this episode right here, so yeah. Go check it out.
Yeah, and we do a live Goddess from the Gay Guys. We just had our first one, so y'all should really come on over to the Patreon.
Stop playing with us.
Come on. All right, y'all. So we got a very special guest in the building today. All right, this person has been having the internet going crazy lately with this whole topic about bisexual studs, y'all. Okay. So normally the guests will introduce themselves, but I'm going to do your intro for you today. All right. So we got Hood Rich Saint in the building. All right. Coming all the way from Mississippi. Has been known to go viral with your girlfriend who's standing at 6 feet tall, 350 pounds with a whole lot of ass on my head. Okay. Oh, y'all might have seen him on the internet. Okay. But recently has been going viral for saying that you are an openly bisexual stud. And I mean, everybody has been commenting on this situation. And we're going to get in with it, okay, later on today. They also got an OnlyFans, so y'all should go subscribe to that, okay? We want to welcome them to the No Homo Show. Welcome to the No Homo Show, okay?
We'll sing with y'all.
We appreciate you, y'all saying. Welcome Saint to the No Homo Show. We're going to get to a whole lot of gay.
Saint, you just got like a chill spirit about you, or are you nervous? I need to understand.
No, I'm just chill.
Okay, Because I'm like, ain't no way you nervous, but maybe that's just your energy. This is my first time meeting you.
That line up crispy, don't say.
Hey. You did that for a normal show, or you just like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
They gonna catch you slacking up here.
Hell yeah.
Welcome to the show, though. We appreciate y'all coming up here.
We appreciate y'all, man.
A little bit later on. Yeah. She's nervous, I think. Hey, Brandy.
Now, we asked her. She's definitely back, and she's like, look, this your time to shine. I love that, though, because a lot of people be like, hold up, put me on there. But we do got some things to ask you. All right. But how we kick off our show is with a game called Skittles and Riddles. All right. So when you pull out your riddle, it's a gay riddle. If we get it wrong, well, matter of fact, if you get it wrong, we all got to take a shot with our no homo shot glasses.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I can get y'all right now at nohomoshow.com.
Let's go.
Okay. What do lesbians and junkies have in common?
Lesbians and junkies?
That's
fucked up, man. That's fucked up.
Nah, what's...
Pussy crack. Shout out to Sonny the Rapper.
Nah, for real, though. Sugar crack. I don't know. Someone crack can shoot.
Hold up.
Lesbians and junkies?
Yeah.
Who wrote this fucking joke? I'm about to beat your ass.
Y'all don't even know the answer yet.
I don't. You think it's good? You
know I feel like it's something a little crack because you got to think about a lesbian little pussy.
Junkies, like they're addicted to it.
We're addicted to punani.
So the junkies is addicted to punani.
Man, I'm gonna take my shot.
What number is it?
This number 72.
What it say?
Addiction.
I said addicted.
You did.
Addicted.
Addiction.
So, what?
Like,
addiction.
Shine it away. That is good.
Wow. Yeah, they lucky they saved themselves with that answer.
Oh, you're not impressed. Okay. You didn't say addiction, no. So you gotta take a shot, Sean.
Salud.
All right.
Get your glasses on nohomoshow.com.
Oh, y'all hate shots. Woo!
No chase.
Yeah, y'all, we don't got no chaser. Like, we out here thugging it.
Yeah. This is chaser right here.
Water ain't straight. A real chaser, though.
Mm-hmm. It'll do you just, I guess.
Oh, yeah, the popsicles in there? Oh, you don't
just
go crazy. All right, Saint. Well, welcome to the show. If you're about to get started, okay?
Right.
So you should know what's next. Let me see if you know what's next. Because you say you watch the show, so what's next?
What y'all got for him?
Saint don't watch this motherfucking show.
It's all
good. Don't watch me.
So what's next, you right?
Shit.
She don't watch the motherfucking show, neither.
Listen, she put me on.
She was at the Skittles and Riddles.
Come on now, you put
now
me
she
on.
Probably watched clips. She probably seen clips.
Yep. She
it's your coming
on.
Out story.
My coming out story.
Your coming out story is next. Okay, so tell us who, what, when, where, and why. How was it for you coming about
the closet? Well, when I came out, my mama went through my phone. Like, I ain't just come out. She seen me with a girl, chased after me with a metal pot. Somebody ran me down.
That's that Mississippi shit.
Yeah, like, you know, so at that point, I just told her, you know.
You was running?
Yeah, I ran out the door. Like, I was gone. Like, the police got called types to no game. But, you know, I told her, you know, well, you need one of those. I ain't want no man at the time.
At the time, it's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't want to, you know, female. Like, only big girls, though. Only big girls. I can't do nothing with no skinny girls. So, you know, she had no trouble but to get into it.
Okay.
Here we going.
And what age were you?
I was 15.
You was 15 and you already knew you like big girls?
Yeah, man. Actually,
like a challenge.
I'm already a little. I need somebody who can hold me at night. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I need somebody
like
who
can
keep me warm, bro.
She closed her eyes. Cozy.
What a message said that it was obviously some gay shit. Do you remember?
Oh,
what
it was
said?
A video.
A video?
Oh, hold up. One thing about you, you're going to be in a video.
Yeah, okay. Always.
What's the video?
But you know how we used to make them little TikToks and, you know, I forgot the L they had in 20, it was like 2017, but.
Musically or song?
Yeah, the they know the PR and still so I make little collages. And she saw it.
Oh, okay.
Mad as hell.
Damn.
Well, what it was.
But I was kissing and everything,
making love, you know. Some slight. But shoot, I always like big girls. Like, I need somebody. I'm this little.
Yeah.
I need somebody who can snuggle me, you know. And at the time, a man couldn't do nothing for me.
You are funny. Okay. All right. So.
You play basketball too, were you?
Yep.
I knew it.
Yep.
To be that basketball.
Yep. Damn, you was playing basketball?
Yeah.
You was a point guard?
Yep.
Of course. That's not one of the fucking center. That's it.
And for the record, how tall are you?
I'm 14 or 4'11", somewhere in the building, you know.
Okay.
It's the hair.
Oh, that hair gives you like
inch.
Yeah, you cheating with that one.
Yeah.
I'm crying. All right, say, so like, we have so many ways you can go with this, but we'll just start from where we initially saw you.
All
right. Okay, so okay. I personally initially saw you with your girlfriend.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Brandy.
Okay,
everybody was talking about the ratio.
The ratio is crazy.
Like you said, you like them tall,
and
bigger.
Yeah, you know.
I don't know if bigger is offensive, so I don't want to say big. You think ass fat. I agree. It's a good thing. Okay?
BBW.
Is that offensive? We're going to get you on in a minute. All right. So let's start there. When did y'all meet? Let's talk about y'all. Should we bring her in right now? Because I kind of feel like.
I feel like this is the time we could bring you in.
We should just bring you in now. Bae is here.
We just brought Bae on.
Hey, Brandy, how you doing?
Good. How are y'all?
Okay. You from Chicago?
Yeah.
From Mississippi?
Yeah.
We in the A.
Yeah.
All right. So what we were saying is we're going to start from the beginning before we get inside this bisexual shit that you didn't tore the internet up with. We want to talk about y'all because this is originally how I met y'all. Mm-hmm. Seeing y'all as a couple, you know what I'm saying? Way shorter, way taller, thicker.
Mm-hmm. We both said, like, we need them on here. Like
for sure.
We need to understand what y'all dynamics. And
yes.
And it's, even if it's real.
Right. I got questions, okay? So let's start from the beginning. How did y'all meet?
Instagram.
Who shot that shot first?
She did.
What? Why you make that face?
All I did was, like, I liked, four of her pictures.
She liked all the pictures on one page.
Only four.
Did you only have four bridges on your page?
Yeah, but still, that's all. All
right, y'all both got a point. See, look. And but I ain't gonna lie. Liking four pictures in a row, like, that's right, your little hate.
Yeah.
But I was like, she look cute, little song. This, you know.
And then what? You slid in a BS?
She was like, hey, beautiful.
That famous line.
That's the famous.
Yeah, that famous line. I thought she was gonna be like, you know, sugar mama. And I'm so tired of you saying that.
I love a sugar mama saying, so I hear what you're saying.
She thought I was going to be a sugar mama.
Yeah, she thought wrong.
She got that wrong.
Okay, period.
Okay, so I know she said that she liked, you know, BBW, taller women. Did you always like shorter studs? Like, did you ever think twice about that? Because she is 4'11". Like,
I didn't even like, she was short, but I didn't know she was that short. Like, when I seen her, I was like, damn. You know? But, I mean,
we have big feelings for Fridays. Is it because Fridays also mean free fries at McDonald's? Free McDonald's fries. It's okay if you need a minute. Free Fries Friday. Get free medium fries with any $1 purchase. Valid one time on Fridays through 12/31/25 at participating McDonald's. Excludes tax. Must opt into rewards.
Yeah.
All right, so when y'all slid up in the DS, y'all started talking. So, like, when did y'all actually meet?
And when was this too? Like, what year was the deal?
This was in 2020. Okay.
Not during COVID.
Yes. Yeah, she was trying to use me.
No,
she thought you had that PPP loan.
Okay,
saying you ain't shit.
Listen, I told her, you know, call school me. I was weeping, but I told her call school me, you know. She was like, she gonna have to Uber me. So I pulled up in the Scooby-Doo van.
Scooby-Doo.
That's what I was Scooby-Doo-Doo. I was whipping it. So, shoot, after that, I took her to Spinners. You know, we shared a slice of pizza.
Spinners, what's that somewhere?
It's like a skating rink in Mississippi. So,
okay. Yeah. So, you was in Mississippi at this time?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. When did you move to Mississippi from Chicago?
In 2006.
Okay, so you've been in Mississippi or met up.
Okay, cool.
So, shoot, we shared, you know, the little slice of pizza. I was trying to be romantic, you know, also
on the first date.
I just got to say something.
Go ahead, let it out.
We shared a slice of pizza, but if you know, like, I'm a big girl, baby, I want my own pizza. Like, I can't be sharing no pizza with you.
Nah, say, you fucked up.
Yeah, why would you? It was
a slice. It was sweet, but
like, you know, we is one, you know what I'm saying?
Already?
We is,
You see what I'm saying?
I moved in the next day.
And she got my name tattooed on her chest 3 months in, like.
Yeah.
You moved in the next day?
The next day.
We've been living together since July 17th, 2020. I ain't live each other.
And y'all met July 16th.
Yeah. Hey, you get what I'm saying?
Y'all going in though. Y'all 4 years in.
Yeah, four.
So that it may be a word for y'all.
Yeah.
The next day is fucking ridiculous.
I know you not talking.
I ain't never.
Oh, I did. I ain't move in, but I definitely made somebody my girlfriend first day I met them in person. But I ain't moving.
I ain't know what you did.
I ain't moving yet.
No, but she still like was messing with other folks. She was coming in the house with hickeys on it.
What?
Her finger was messed up. She talking about the girl's zipper got caught, but she had tights on. So how your finger get caught in tights?
How your finger get fucked up? Mm. I've been a lesbian for a long time.
Cause her cat is a piranha.
Cause what?
Her cat, the girl cat was a piranha, and it must have been her finger.
But really,
what's your size?
I'm a Pisces.
Pisces.
Sagittarius.
Oh, you toxic as hell.
It is.
Okay.
Oh, it is.
Very. When your birthday?
December 8th.
The 8th?
The 8th, yeah.
That's day for my mom's birthday. That's how I know you're toxic. Oh, I'm toxic to the mother, okay?
All right, so y'all moved in. You moved in with her, but you were still outside.
Yeah.
And you was cool with that?
Yeah, but we wanted to imagine it. I still had a girlfriend.
Wait a minute, friend. Wait a minute.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
You dishing out her tea, but you ain't really keeping it.
I still had a girlfriend. So we were still cool, but she moved in because she was like, you know, stuff was going on at home.
I was fresh out of high school.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Okay. But, you know, I still had a girlfriend. She didn't like this, so that's how we broke up. All
right, so you had a girlfriend, but you kind of was telling your girlfriend, like, this just a friend?
Yeah, like, roommate. Yeah, but she ain't like that.
But we was in the same bed.
She was from the what?
They was in the same bed.
But we weren't touching each other.
Girl.
We wasn't.
She told me she liked to be a little spoon, so I know y'all was spooning right out the gate.
Man, when she get cold, she'll curl up under me. All
right, well, I want to get into it. Like, when I first seen y'all, I thought, like, is this a skit? Just because of height difference and stuff. And I would just think, like, I was surprised you wanted somebody so tall. And I was surprised you wanted a stud so short. Mm-hmm.
Right.
How did y'all make it work? And how did y'all make it work in the bedroom?
As promised, we just dropped our new Patreon page, and you should subscribe now.
That's right. We already got people over there in our newer community waiting for you to join them as well to get all the new exclusive content from the No Homo Show.
So, say, we want to understand this timeline because y'all are obviously together. Y'all been together since 2020, right. But you have the internet in an uproar right now because you came out as a bisexual stud. Right. When did you even have time to divvy with a man if you were with her since 2020?
So, listen. Don't judge me, y'all. I've been on OF since 2020. You know, men got fetishes when they come down to a stud. So they kept asking, like, let me see a video of you with a man. I didn't have one. So I took it upon myself. I might have borrowed somebody's video, you know what I'm saying? And said it was me, you know, allegedly. And it hit Facebook, but it wasn't me. But then it started off me just posing up like me and a boy go together. Then it went from there to I was like, well, maybe if I draw him up, this going to go viral. But it went from there to me sucking a little, you know, allegedly.
Allegedly, girl, did you suck the dick or not?
She did.
Yeah. But listen, though.
The tip.
On OnlyFans. Okay. All right. So I have a question. Like, when y'all first... You got on OnlyFans after y'all got together?
Yeah, she been on.
Okay. I introduced her to OnlyFans.
Come on, period.
So the content you was dropping first was y'all two?
Right. And solo.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And solo. Like, yeah. Would you was fingering yourself?
No, I was just
using toys.
Oh, man, like that, you know.
Men do love studs.
They do.
I was thinking about getting really do. Yeah.
A couple times. So that's when the pandemic. You getting that pandemic money.
Money.
Okay.
So the crazy thing is, I'd be thinking like it's like females fall on you, but it's mostly men.
Mostly men, yeah.
Okay. So when they brought that to your attention, do you like talk to her like, yo, they want to see me with a dude, how you feel? Or like, how'd y'all handle that?
I mean, well, after the video that I allegedly borrowed went viral, you know, she was like, we might as well like this here, but I'm going to support you. So whatever you're comfortable with, type stuff, you know? And so I decided to do that, but somebody paid. They paid me to see me. They could pay the rent, you know? So they paid me.
And they paid your rent, you said?
They could have paid their rent.
Oh, they could have paid.
I appreciate them, though. But and then they put it on Facebook. So after that, it's just been, I guess, a whole little conflict.
Okay.
Let me make sure I understand this, though. Okay, so when you say they put it on Facebook, so you sucked somebody's tip.
Yeah.
And it was on his
phone. OnlyFans. It was on OnlyFans. Like, I posted it on OnlyFans. Like, you got to pay to subscribe to somebody on OnlyFans. So if you pay to see that,
yes,
that means you paying to go through. You taking the time out your day to watch me.
Right.
To expose me. You know what I'm saying?
So they recorded with the
phone. They screen recorded. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then they put it on the internet.
They put it on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got you.
Right.
How'd you feel when that happened?
I was behind the scenes.
Oh. You was recording.
Yeah, so we got a manager, which is my sister.
Shout out to your sister.
And
she pimping y'all. Motherfucking manager.
That's what she be saying, because they be telling me that I'm pimping her.
You are, Madam Brandy. Fuck.
But I'm not direct. So when I'm trying, like when she trying to do her arch, because she can't arch for shit. We be trying to push her back down to do an arch. You know, we got to teach her how to, because I done been with men before. I got three kids. So I've been with
three kids.
Yeah, so I done been with men before. So I'm trying to tell, you know, you got to suck it.
Like, no, you got that basketball body.
Okay, so was it, when you said like, yo, I support you, was it because how much money was coming in?
Hold up, I know y'all are enjoying the episode right now, but we want to talk a little more about shopstarship.com.
Yes, y'all, listen, we always talking about Starship, and we gonna keep talking about Starship. Why? Because you should go there like yesterday, okay? Whether you got a long-term relationship, whether you got a sneaky link, even if you just need personal needs.
Listen, I encourage y'all to go to the website, because you're gonna get the top of the top adult toys. All right, you need to add something new to that relationship, baby.
I'm telling you, sis.
Or, you know, just surprise your girl real quick.
Okay,
you know, so go to shopstarship.com right now.
Mm-hmm. You get 15% off with our code no homo show. 15% off no homo show.
Hope y'all have a good night.
I can't imagine like how much money was coming in, but it's like, damn, like I don't want to see my girl doing that.
I mean, I don't be wanting to see her do that, but you're right. Like, how much money coming in? Because how men, they be expecting that out of me. But for her, it's like a stud with a man. You rarely even see that.
And y'all got to look at, like, y'all
got to
look at where we at. Like, this is ATL. You know, it's a lot of opportunity. Mississippi is not. You can work 10 jobs and still be trying to figure out how you going to pay your rent. I've been there, done that. So it got to a point where, you know, I can still work. I was still working, you know, but I started to take it serious. And then it got to a point where I didn't have to work. So why stop? You know what I'm saying? Like, why stop?
So prior to the guy, were y'all doing anything like this in the bedroom? Like, did you strap her prior to this? Did you try
she
to
wanna strap? No. She won't take the strap.
I'm not going to let no female do that to me. Now, me feeling and dealing, you know, trying to light this shit with my own, that's different, you know what I'm saying? But for me, taking a strap, this I'm gay with this gay. You know, I this just me. I can't do that. So
what?
That's 12 and down. I have actually had sex with a man, but if you seen the behind the scenes, now I sucked a little dick. Ain't no wrong there.
Not for a check, because, well, I mean, we was up here talking about how we sucked there for $32 million. All of you made $32 million. Well, actually, I really went down to $100,000.
No, but you went down to
$10,000 today.
But you gotta think about it though. You doing that for 10 cents?
Hold up, not me, bitch. Not me.
In general, a person who, you know what I'm saying, like, that's a side hustle.
Get the injury special at McDonald's now. Let's break it down. My favorite barbecue sauce, American cheese, crispy bacon, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun, of course. And don't forget the fries and a drink. Sound good?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating restaurants for a limited time.
I mean, we can't knock it. Like, what we were saying before is like, for real, let's just say, see, I don't... You ain't trying to drop the price, you know what I mean? Yeah, if you drop the price, then, all right. So let's just say $5,000, right? Like, people work 2 months for $5,000.
Yeah,
you know, some people, you know what I'm saying, or a month to 2 months. So then I could understand your perspective, like, yo, if I just do this,
and it was a just, a
and
tip.
It's like it was just a tip. You know what I'm saying? I could understand your perspective on it. You know what I'm saying? It's different, but I can understand your perspective on it.
It ain't everybody 21st century way, and I get that, you know what I'm saying? Like, but at the end of the day, I pay my bills.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, you embraced it, but I guess when they dropped the video on Facebook, how was y'all prepared for something like that? Or, like, how was y'all reaction to it?
I mean, I personally didn't think it was going to go that viral, but
I'm sucking the dick,
but listen, I didn't know it's people in my city been watching me. Like, as soon as I posted it, I kid y'all not, 10 minutes later, it's on Facebook. How you had to pay to even say it, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So it's just like, to me, this press worried about you more focused on my life than your own, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So.
But I took it. Yeah, because they try to expose you because you're a lesbian and you're sucking dick on a video.
But I took it. Right here with ice skate.
Did y'all know the guy? Who was this guy?
Yeah, I know.
Y'all both know him.
Been knowing him.
Somebody, like, personally?
Personally, somebody who got something going for himself. Like, they feel like I was missing, we know, a line or round on somebody. No.
Sucking that good credit dick.
Right. Yeah.
That's the only dick I was like, too. You got like good credit.
Yeah.
So.
Did you got something with the guy, too? On your? Mm-mm. Why not?
Cause she, like you said, she talks to me. I do this. I'm gonna hear about that later on.
So she be flipping it on you, but she can do it.
Like, if we get the argument, she gonna bring that shit up. She gonna be like, "Man, you were interested in it, man. I see how your face was." Like, I feel like she gonna do that. No, ma'am. No. All right.
You
be
manipulating this.
No.
Okay. So, all right. You had sex with him, though, right?
Yep.
You didn't.
Nope. They can prove it.
Real, how can you prove it?
Listen, let me ask y'all something. When y'all watch TV, what is a movie? Is it real or fake?
Nah, it's fake.
When people get shot on movies or even, you know, is it real or fake?
Yeah, it's
fake. Ask y'all say everything about perception. You know what I'm saying?
But do you want to have sex with a man? Because, like, the way you talk is like, yeah, sometimes I desire a man.
No. But listen, if I got to do that, just stay tuned.
So you thought about sexual stud?
No, but do you...
I'm going to say this.
Oh, I get it now. She not a bisexual stud. She just running with the internet.
Listen, the internet say, and I've seen so many different posts, like a lot of studs saying there's no such thing, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's so many, no disrespect to anybody, but now you got LGBTQ and whatever, you know what I'm saying? So... It's she okay. A man,
whatever.
Right. I'm saying a man can be bi. That's cool. But
they be shining the man.
Okay.
It's right. True, but what's the difference between a woman? You know what I'm saying? We still, at the end of the day, everybody bleed. You know? Mm. You know what I'm saying? So we still women. I mean, it is.
You know what you sound like? At the end of the day, I had a play. I just had a little 21 Savage.
Okay. So. I know we're going to jump around. So do y'all think there's such thing as a bisexual stud?
Yeah.
Knowing the term of a stud. See, okay, so a stud is like a lesbian, right. Is a dominant lesbian. She already fucks with girls. Right. So they're saying that you can't be a bisexual stud. You can be a bisexual woman, but you can't be a bisexual stud. So what makes you go with the bisexual?
So in a man's eyes, well, now we can change up and be like, okay, you just a tomboy, but in a man's eyes, you still a stud. You know, that's a fetish for a man, so he gonna look at you as a bisexual stud. Sure. And then you got the rest of the world, men-wise, looking at you like a bisexual stud. You can say you a tomboy all day, but to them, like I said, this is a fetish because a man already feel like
you a stud. You ain't been with, you know, you ain't been with no men for real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I thought long and hard about it. No, mom. Right? Because I remember Amber's Closet came on here and told us, like, the terminology, like, where stud came from. And that's great. That's, like, of history. That's even, like, when we look back in the Bible and be like, when they're talking about something, now in 2024, it's going to be a little different because obviously times change.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if you're describing somebody, you're going to be like, is she a stud or a femme? Right. And a stud, when you say stud, doesn't identify exactly the person they are. It just gives you a little vision in your head.
Yeah.
If she's masculine or feminine, right? And then when a femme is bisexual, she's still a femme to us.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
They are femme to me, but if you ask somebody else who's woke and, like, super...
Yeah, but I think we need to get out of, like, such a, like, I get the stud shit. I get, like, back in the day, even when she was telling us, like, it was only, like, for a black masculine woman and stuff. Right. But let's be real. Like, today, if we look at somebody, it could be a Spanish girl, a black girl, a white girl, and it's a stud. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's, like, sometimes we so politically correct. But it's, like, yo, if I see a girl that's feminine, she's a femme. Right. A girl that looks masculine, baggy clothes, that's a stud. Mm. Or, you know, a stan, like, you know, yeah. But that does, like, to describe somebody as a bisexual, you still have no visual concept of what they look like.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I feel, no, for real, if I say that's a bisexual, I don't know if she looks like a stud, if she look like a femme, yeah. But if I say, yo, she's bisexual, and she's a stud, then you got a more visual, you know, right. So I definitely, like, think, like, outside the politically correct shit, like, yes, there could be bisexual studs.
Yeah.
In fact,
like a state, yeah. You ain't even a bisexual stud, though.
But listen.
Nah,
but in the public eyes, even though y'all, I can sit up here and say all day, like, I need it for content, but you know, people believe what they see, you know what I'm saying? So they looking at it like, but you did it. You chose to do it, so you're bisexual. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I feel like if you are bisexual and masculine, they gonna put their label on you in the way the box line. They take all this stuff too serious. You gotta have a certain hairstyle to be a stud. You gotta talk a certain way, walk a certain, dress a certain way to be a stud. Like,
yeah,
I don't know, man. 2024 is wild.
Yeah, it's the generations too. Yeah, like, some people are used to and accustomed to, and then the new generation is coming and changing the history behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So whereas, like, I feel like it's okay because change is necessary,
right.
But yeah. A lot of people are stuck on back in the day type shit.
Right.
So when you consider her, so she...
I don't know what makes a motherfucker bisexual. If you suck a dick, I don't know if that make you bisexual.
That you fucking bisexual, you sucking dick.
You might think your man bisexual.
Yeah.
Ah. Hello? And I think you need to stand on what you said. Like, yo, if you want a little D in your life...
Yeah.
All right.
You claim yourself really though? I
get the concept part, but do you say, like, now since I didn't suck the dick, I guess I am bisexual?
Yep.
Yep. I don't know where you're getting that money. You like, yep, on whatever you want to call me.
I want proudly in it, like I stand in it, because at the end of the day, I know at the end of the night when them lights go, I know who I am.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
do you feel any type of way, like, that she wants dick or, like, considers herself bisexual stuff? Because that's still your girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you feel any type of way about that? When you scratch your head.
Oh,
she said that chain rolling in the first of the month.
I ain't gonna like this when she gets funny.
I don't feel no type of way because I'm cool. I'm shit. I'm laid back. So when it's about money, it's about money. So that's why I be trying to put in her mind, like, I'm not pressing you to do it, but it's about money. You got to think about the money. So I'm really not.
It's a battle.
Okay.
So everything, like, you clear with her though, like you let her know, like, this
is they be having to tell me, like, you need to bogle down, like, you need to handle your business, like, you need to be serious, because
you need to arch that back.
I pace back and forth.
Wax that cat.
And that ass.
Can we talk about your ass?
Listen,
what?
Oh, bitch, you must not have seen it.
Hell no, I ain't seen it. You got a hairy booty?
Yeah,
it's like a man.
It's really
like
hairy.
A man.
Like your hair on your head, little chip pet.
Yeah.
Nah. I'm like, baby, please.
Man, so but why you ain't tell her? Because I see you say.
No, you saw the booty.
No, girl, it's not like the booty hole. It's the whole butt. It's
the whole ass. Why you ain't seen it?
No, I've been seen it way before. Now okay, I don't see nothing. I seen it when the first. When the content first went viral. All right. So.
Blair booty. All
right. Yeah. So, like, I know you said on another video, like, yo, your hair grow fast. You got good hair. You know what I'm saying? And, like, if you shave it today, it's going to be back tomorrow. No, but.
You going to shave your booty and it grow fast.
But why you ain't, as a woman, be like, that seeing her ass? Because she might not have seen her ass.
She knew that ass was hairy.
Why you ain't?
She knew that ass was hairy when she put it in this man's face. Like, I tell her, I even shaved her ass before. I'm like, babe, the hair is, it's not giving.
Yeah. Even for you.
Even for me, sir. Because I don't want no hairball, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't shave her ass before, and every time I shave her ass, when she shave her ass, it grows back.
But then you can't shave it. You got
to
get it waxed.
Well, she's going to have to get some.
Or laser removal. Y'all got that money. Y'all need to get that wax or the laser.
You got to get
for your content, and then your next... Content will be.
And men like that shit. They love that hairy ass. 100%
same.
Right, they do. For real. Yo, well, you embracing everything, so I can't be mad. But yeah, when I did see your ass, I was like, I ain't gonna lie. Before I seen you even like talk about it a little bit, I was like, damn, I never seen an ass so hairy. But I never seen a man ass in person.
Well, that's
so.
A man ass.
Let me see that little werewolf booty. I ain't seen that one.
She got a fur coat.
Okay, period. So how do y'all feel with men being attracted to studs? Like, because a lot of people say, like, if you're attracted to a stud, you're attracted to a man. Do you feel like if they would go for a stud, they would go for a man? Both of y'all, do y'all feel like this?
In a sense, yeah. Because just off the strength of what the stuff some men have said to me, yes. I don't care, married, single, engaged.
You talking about pigging?
And it's more than pigging. Yeah, that's... Men feel like if a woman is donating him the way that he wants a man to, he won't consider himself. He in denial. You know what I'm saying? Because it's still a woman doing it. Mm. It's not a man. So it get him a leeway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's a fantasy.
I feel that.
So to him, a stud is like a man. But again, he in denial. So he won't consider himself. He won't put out there like he down low or that he's, you know, bisexual or gay.
So do you think anytime a dude wants to be pegged, that he wants that representation of a man, or he just like it in his ass?
And have you ever done that?
No. I have been asked multiple times, and I just be like, why? Houseway? You know what I'm saying? Like, but I feel like,
so you suck a dick, but you won't peg a man in the ass?
Listen, I can't.
Like, I'm tired of getting that peggy shit.
I don't think I can take it serious.
How you say sucking the dick? I'm trying to understand.
It took a minute for her to do that. Okay. It took a whole hour. We had to, like my sister said, we had to get her a whole powwow. Like we had to talk her through it. Cause she had to drink a little bit more, like just for her to be comfortable.
Do you feel like if your girl wasn't there, that you would have been more comfortable, or like your girl and your manager?
No, I don't know though. No.
Or you felt more comfortable with them there?
I mean, like, my family been big on you supposed to be with a man, but in my head, for me to do that with a man this day, for me, that's just how I think. Because I'm like, you know, I'm a stud and he's a man that's gay. Why?
I'm a stud and he's a man that's gay.
So I'm confused.
It's kind of
strange. The crazy thing is, I get what you're saying, but it sounds totally wrong, but yeah. I get what you're saying.
But, you know. No, I had to pace back and forth because it's just like, I'm finna do this.
So can you walk us through this? All right. We here. We might as well get walked through it. No, all right. All right. So y'all probably like, we about to do this, so y'all getting lit, right?
Right.
Getting lit.
What time was it?
Look, y'all just missed out on another Patreon exclusive.
Man, are y'all crazy? Listen, go to our Patreon right now where you will get exclusive content from the No Homo Show, from ad-free episodes, extended episodes, BTS, and more.
So much more. Go to patreon.com/the No Homo Show right now.
So, but also there was pictures of you with a wig on, right?
Bitch, what wig was that?
My wig.
I know the wig, Brandy, bitch.
Friend, the wig look crazy.
You ain't had no edge lay down nothing. Why you ain't getting her no edge control?
I don't like, I don't know how to do edges. I don't know how to do that.
She said, look, I'm not
very that wig on sideways.
That's what her line, yo.
Then you got that your damn profile picture. You a troll, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Got a whole little shirt.
Yeah, we got shirts made.
Come on, merch.
Yeah, y'all should have brought us something.
We actually wearing on Love Don't Judge. We was on Love Don't Judge, yeah. So we wearing down there.
And what's Love Don't Judge?
Basically, they on YouTube. They basically had couples come on there that are like...
Unlikely.
Yeah. That you think, you know, never see.
Yeah. Before. Okay, got you. Okay.
So what are y'all... Are y'all in an open relationship? Are y'all committed to one another? What is it getting between the two of y'all?
I mean, we committed, but you know, it's just like everybody else got a job, we got a job.
No, it's not like you got a job.
You right. I have a job. You are absolutely right.
Yeah.
But Brandy got OnlyFans too, though.
Yeah.
So what's on your OnlyFans?
Me shaking ass, you know, and trying a little.
Yeah. So you're not doing that? You're not bringing in somebody else?
I got old videos, but only two. Up with a man, and they be looking for like boy girl content, but I don't have that. I just got girl content. That's what I'm giving y'all. So.
Do you want to do it now? Since like you like, damn, my girl did it. I might as well do it.
No.
So you don't want to?
No.
Why are you laughing?
No. Not with a man. No. Oh, if it was with a woman,
would you allow there to be another stud? Her do content on another stuff.
No. I'd rather be a man before I start. Man, real. No.
She want to do it with another female. Like a fan.
Yeah. You want everything to work in your favor.
Little South.
I mean,
if
she want a threesome and all.
Would y'all ever do a threesome?
I would, but this cat over here, man.
She be tripping, she like, afterwards.
No, all I'm saying, the last one, the first one, the only one, was terrible.
Who was it with? Was it with a man, a woman, a family?
It was with a woman and a stud.
Yeah.
Well, y'all got four? Y'all love freaky butt things.
Why was that terrible, though? It was good for you? Nah, tell us why it was
terrible. She had the film, and I had the stud, and baby, and that pussy was a little pissy. That's all I can say. I'm sorry.
It was cool.
Why she over there acting like a motherfucking vacuum cleaner? I'm over here licking. I'm like, ugh. And she, I'm like, damn, bitch, you over there having fun. Hey, this bitch over here having fun. She, and I'm like, I'm licking. I'm like, oh.
Did y'all know him?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you was having a good old time.
Good old time.
You didn't want to eat that pussy.
Say talk.
I had to, because I'm like... I'm
talking to y'all car ride home.
Damn, girl, you was in sewage. She talking about, she got some golden pussy. I'm like, bitch, don't tell me.
Why would you...
She told me that. I don't think she meant to, but she told me that.
It slid out. Sometimes you can just lie to how it be that good.
And I'm like, I'm glad you had fun, because, baby... Look what I had.
Damn.
So all right. Go ahead.
Nah, but like before some, so y'all just basically was in the same room fucking other people. Y'all wasn't like interacting.
So an orgy. Yeah. That's what
I mean. Yeah. It was, I mean.
Why didn't y'all fuck too? Why wasn't everybody fucking?
What's the word for it?
What?
I started it.
Instigated.
Got it.
I'm older, so I just like to have fun. But so,
what's y'all age difference?
I'm 31.
I'm 22.
Oh, okay.
And she was looking at me like, "You just been wanting to do this." No, I like to have fun, baby. I'm older. They kept talking about it. We was over it. Like, we want to talk about it or nothing. Them, the studs, they were still talking about it because they was young. The other girl was 21.
Oh, okay.
Sad. So I had these questions for y'all, but it really don't pertain to you. So, because you never had head from a guy. Mm-hmm. You have? Mm-hmm. So who gets better head, woman or female?
A woman, hands down.
What the man do wrong?
Everything, man. Like, man get too excited. Real talk, like, you have to learn a person body, and that just, you know.
They using them teeth?
Wasn't using nothing. I don't even know what that was. Like, I went to sleep. That's how bad it was.
Right.
Like, no.
I wonder if he was that most of it. I was just talking.
Oh, BBW is the best head.
Oh, period. Yo, BBW, look. Let's make it clear. Look,
I'm her man. Let's
yo. You know who daddy is. So, but you're not fucking, you don't take the shot. So I'm not.
No.
I wish, but she, baby, we'll be.
She ain't gonna arch that back. Yeah, she gotta learn how to do that arch. Y'all trying to see something.
Cause if she is still.
It's different, like, if you doing stuff, you know, by yourself. But for a film to come back, I can't do it. I don't know, cause I had a slip up one time. Might have called her daddy, you know.
She did. She called me daddy.
Yeah, I don't.
That's not a slip up.
That's a slip up.
No, I never
slip up. She meant to call me daddy.
No, she meant that shit.
Yo, like I was.
Yeah, you was on that shit. Damn, daddy. Okay. Yo.
I'm saying, like, I get it. Like, me personally, like, I feel like if my girl strapped me, I would be like, bruh. No, bitch. Listen, I'm saying if my girl strapped me, I would be like,
daddy.
No, I would be like, that's. That's
right.
Gay. I don't want that. But you are having intercourse and stuff with men. Mm-hmm. So why not the one woman that's your woman do what she want to please you?
You don't know this woman, man.
She about to flip your ass upside down, ain't she?
She'll go from Brandy to Brandon.
Yo, you know.
Do your voice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll be talking like a witch sometimes.
All right, what about?
How you doing?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay, let's give it Norbit.
So you don't want her to, like, run you, like, she about to, look at the bush. Yeah, I heard that.
So you don't want her to, because she can. Yeah.
So do you enjoy penetration, though? It's okay if you do. I mean.
She like penetration.
I like.
Three fingers.
Two fingers.
I mean, yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. But even like.
Let me
like,
see your finger size. Oh.
Yeah, they long.
Yeah, big daddy, big mom, whatever you want to call it. Okay,
big mama.
I see why you call her daddy. Okay,
that ain't no slip up though. That's crazy.
Okay, so you never got no dick from a man, have you?
Yeah. Yo.
Who get better dick? Oh, you ain't got no strap yet.
I mean, shit. Listen, I'm gonna say this. I feel like a female, fuck better than a man.
I have my reasons. I'm just trying to dig it because you ain't lying. Fuck you.
Mark. I think you need to let her take you down.
And then ask her the question next time.
Yeah.
We are something about you give that you gonna pick her up, put her against the wall.
And I have this.
It's giving that you're trying to go all night. She like, I'm done.
No, she don't be done.
She young. She got a stamina in her.
Yeah.
Because they got
a little kicky, little freaky, little thing.
Yeah,
so, would you ever do content or have sex with a trans woman or trans man?
No.
Why?
Just because I want like a trans. I mean,
Which one are you referring to? Female to male or male to female, or both?
I'm saying trans man, no, because at the end of the day, to me, still females are messy. You know what I'm saying? It's just like doing content with a suit. No, because females are messy. If something was to happen or, you know, you do the content, that could go one or two ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody love mess drama. That's what go viral. No. Men, they don't want nobody to know who they are because people already saying, if you like a stud, this gay. So a man not finna get on there and say nothing. Mm-hmm. But a female, at the end of the day, will, regardless of, you know, what she or he identify as. And so, nope.
I feel that that's a real answer.
What about you, Brittany? Trans man, would you ever?
Would I? Yeah.
Okay, period. Break the break, okay? All right, Brandy. Brandy the fucking break, okay?
She ready to record some new content.
She's like, yeah, you're my young ass over there, bitch. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm outside living my best life. You feel me?
She's talking about it. Good to you.
What advice would you give to someone who is a stud or like a dominant presenting woman that really likes men or would try men, but they are afraid to be judged by society? Because you've been getting a lot of backlash on social media. Right. So what advice would you give somebody who's like, yo, if you want to suck that dick, that tip, if it's wet, it's hard, suck that dick, bitch.
Yeah.
I wouldn't tell
them. I mean, I would tell them to, you know, live in your truth, because at the end of the day, no matter what you do in life, you can be right or wrong. Somebody's still going to have something to say. You know what I'm saying? So you might as well just be you. Because once you leave this earth, they're not going with you. Their phone's still going to be here. Them comments still going to be present. But you're going to be gone. So just be you, man. And live your life.
I'm about to say that, bitch.
That's crazy. That's insane. Why are you looking at me serious? No, bitch. I don't know how to take that. I don't know how to take that.
I'm playing, y'all. I don't want to suck that.
All right, so I do.
I'm good.
So for the guy that went viral with you too, was his face ever shown?
No.
Oh, it wasn't. No. How does he feel about everything?
Now, I warned him.
Yeah.
He laughed because he thought it was. So we got to the point where a female knows
his body.
I'm saying, not even the body. If y'all invite somebody to y'all house, they're going to know y'all house, right?
Ooh, so
they
know his house.
They knew his house. They knew the couch. They knew everything.
Oh.
Everything.
So they exposed them?
No, but they was questioning him. You know, he denied it, of course, because they couldn't say, yeah, and they could, you ain't see no face. But if we tell you, like, hey, we can do this somewhere else.
Yeah.
And you be like, well, I don't really bring people over here. But then when it hit the fan. Because
you don't think it's going viral.
Right.
But what they question him about, you a female?
No, they question him because they're trying to figure out who, when, what.
I mean, why. I still would be like, bro, was that you on fucking OnlyFans?
Right, yeah, dick suck.
Yeah, like, fact.
Did he get paid too, or he took all the money? Keep it 100.
I mean, no, he didn't ask to get paid, you know what I'm saying?
Correct.
He was just doing the strength knowing me because it's someone I trust, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just can't be out here doing it with anybody. I'm professional when it comes to it.
We love charity dick. Yeah. Shout out to the charity dick.
you said you was close to him. Like, you did say he was like your best friend. Is he not really like your best friend? Hey, just a classmate, somebody who was
classmate crazy. Y'all,
I'm saying classmate friend, but somebody
she was doing yearbook like who dick was sipping him right there.
Listen, he's somebody who always told me like just be you, you know. Because again, do what you got to do, you know, have fun and keep moving forward.
He's a real gentleman. He knew how to work up to that pussy. Look. He took his time, right?
Motivated her like, yo,
so
ever, I'm here for you.
All right, so just in general, could you have
the police better come get y'all ass?
We got police on every episode. That's y'all.
We hot
downtown Atlanta.
We hot.
We hot. Area. All right, y'all. I just want to make that clear. Yep, we're gonna let them go. All right. So, can y'all have sex with a friend? It don't gotta be a man. Just a friend. And still just stay friends. Like, there's no feelings involved.
Yeah. The foursome that we
have. Yeah.
The
we
still one.
What?
Wait.
Y'all fell out with somebody?
Y'all fell out with a stud, didn't y'all? Mm-hmm.
That pissy pussy. Pissy pussy. Yeah. No, I got to cut that off.
Because the studs be acting more feminine sometimes than the film.
They do. Right.
Yeah, I get it.
And by the way, if you got to pee before you have sex, go.
Talk to friends. Yeah. Oh, how y'all feel about that? Because sometimes that happens to me, and I'll be like, should I wait? But I can't come if I gotta pee. So, like,
hold on.
What?
Should you pee before sex?
Like, all right, not even before, like in the middle. Say if, like, you, like, yo, I gotta pee.
But sometimes having to come almost make you feel like you might have to pee.
So that's why I go pee.
So, Wendy, you pee in the middle of sex?
Sometimes.
Ain't that squirting?
Right.
No, not.
No.
No, like, I'd be like, yo, give me 1 second. Is that like a turn off?
Yes, completely.
Damn, I can't even go pee. Turn the bitch off.
You gotta go. I mean, if you're gonna go pee, jump in that shower real quick.
Yeah.
And I'm then come back and regroup. I mean, at the minimum, definitely rag, soul, da da da. Yeah. But it is gonna make me be like, all right. Pee.
Pissy pussy bitch. Pissy pussy bread. Pissy pussy bread. The whole time my friend got pissy pussy, I ain't know it.
It don't smell like that.
No, it ain't
don't smell like that.
It tastes a little pissy, right?
Right. Did the girl pee before the mayor, or did she just flat out was pissy?
I think it was just flat out.
See, I'm not flat out pissy, bitch. I never gave flat out pissy.
But that's the crazy thing. It didn't have the smell when I went down there. It's just when
it tastes like it was just
ew. Hell no.
Yeah, like
how you know it don't taste like piss?
Tell me, help me, bitch. If I do, you never said nothing.
Because I'm not saying it on no dirty shit. I'm just saying, like, bitch, if you really just peed,
right,
it's probably gonna be a little pissy. Damn, bitch, do a 30-second shower. Like, people be acting like every shower gotta be mad long. Like, no, take some.
A whole bath. A whole
bath. Rinse out. You good? You don't gotta put no clothes on that. Come out with that towel. Come on, baby. Yeah. Let's get back into
it. But sometimes when you drunk, the pee hits you a little later.
Yeah.
So, like, then I can't move forward.
All right, bro. You don't got to explain to
her. I don't care how good after her. You feel me? You don't need your head. Like, I don't like it.
That's a lot of the conversation going on that day. I don't really care for no head. Don't. What?
What's up, Brett?
Sloppy.
Stop.
All right, y'all. So next, are we good?
Yeah.
We're going to do guidance from the gay guys with y'all, okay? So this is where people write into us for advice. So y'all are going to give us advice today, okay?
I don't know if I'll take advice.
They know how to get their money, okay? That's on it, but you need to start an ebook or something, all right?
Guidance from the gay guy. Guidance from the gay guy.
So she said, I'm in my early 30s and I have always wanted to experience carrying a child for my partner. Well, with no partner in sight, but having this longing for parenthood, I have considered going through the process alone. I've been thinking about going to the bank and taking on pregnancy by myself. The dating pool already sucks as a lesbian, but I'm afraid that deciding to become a single parent prior to finding a partner will make dating even harder. Any advice on single parenthood and dating within the lesbian community?
I do have three kids.
Yeah.
Four.
Three. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm just.
She's at three.
Okay.
I'm not trying to.
So she basically want to know.
What's the last?
About being a single mom.
Yeah, trying to date. Any advice on single parenthood and dating within the lesbian community? Because I guess you know how, like, when you, like, for me back in the day, if you say you like girls, but you got a kid, I'd be like,
yeah. So, how? You know how, like, even before me, like, you explain to somebody you got kids. But I have to never explain to nobody.
But
you explain to her.
I'm saying everybody not going to take care of all your kids. Some of them don't even want to take care of one.
Right.
I mean, the men. Nah, but the women, the studs be ready to take care of your kids.
Studs, same.
That's crazy.
They do. Yeah. Oh, that's my baby mama. Like, how she your baby mama? She had kids with some, you know, with a man.
How you had no baby mama?
They're my baby mama, but I love them kids, though.
But you claim them as your kids. Yeah, so,
for sure.
You just stay.
Steady.
Steady.
But yeah, I don't know. Because with me, it was different. I didn't have to explain. They already knew. I told them from the beginning, I got three kids. You know, and we a package. You either going to talk to me or you not. And they'll talk to me and they claim the kids. So I
tell her, like, if you going to do it, you know, make sure there's something you want to do. And, you know, at the end of the day, whoever she talked to need to accept over having a child because before you get in a relationship, I mean, that's a decision that she want to make for herself. Mm-hmm. So I don't think she should have the answer to anybody regardless because a child is a blessing, man. And we still waiting. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if that's what she want to do, go for it.
Yeah, I'll say, first of all, I'll ask her how old she is, right? Because sometimes people might be 26 and be like, this dating pool, my life is about to be over. I'm like, baby, live this life. You know what I'm saying? But now if you're like 35 or you're about to hit 40 and you're like, yo, I got to have a baby now or it's now or never, then yeah, have a baby. And when you meet somebody, I do think it's important to explain, like, I did this through insemination, you know, and before they might think like, yo, you were just with a dude a year ago because your baby won. Like, you want to be with a girl now. Like, I think if you make that clear, and I also think if you don't put the responsibilities of your kid on somebody else, they don't got nothing to complain about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, if you're like, if you're like, yo, you got to take care of me and my three kids, hold up. But if it's like, yo, if you love me and accept my kids, but I got us, that hit a little different. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I like what you said, like, y'all a package. So whatever I call it, you ain't willing to deal with that shit. You ain't my person.
Right.
So I definitely do think, like, it's possible to move how she's moving, but you just got to find the right person.
Mm-hmm.
And then be careful with, like, who you introduce your kids to, too.
Right.
Because I got step-parents, you feel me? And, like, they still around, but I know people who have gone. And I said this plenty of times up here. Like, I know people who, like, when they break up, the kids get broken up with as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that anybody who you bring in your life, like, you gotta know, like, yo, if you here for the long run or the short term, because let me know now what it's gonna be, because, like, that can affect the child.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
Yeah.
So you make sure you stay in that motherfucker.
Like, yeah, you only 22. Like, how is it, like, helping raise three kids?
I mean, how old are the kids, too, by the way?
12, 10, 8.
Oh, okay. So they young. Yeah, so
teenagers.
They making their own cereal and all that.
That's right.
The youngest been around me since she was 4.
I'm doing my math. Johnny got 2 apples.
It's okay. A journey though. Like, I'm the oldest out of 3 kids, and then on top of that, my mama played still mama, and I was the one raising and babysitting the kids. So it ain't nothing new to me. You know, at the end of the day, a child is a child. You go have your ups and your downs. Mm-hmm. I've been 12. I've been little. You know, a child
still little.
You know, still little, but you know. But hey, a child gonna be a child. You gotta love them, and you know, try to teach them like how to mature in life. I love them kids to death. Like, it ain't nothing nobody can tell me about them kids.
I love that. So your OnlyFans been going up since all this stuff been going viral.
Yeah,
and more content on the way.
Next week.
Yeah, you said next week.
Next week.
What you about to drop?
Oh, listen, they ain't seen nothing yet.
Okay.
Well, I hope to dig hard this time versus that limp.
That's the worst part. That's what makes you go out fast.
Robin, bitch. I don't want no Robin. I want a kid to bring it out, bitch.
On the stub, we have to at least get the dig hard.
Look, Sam, you got hard work.
I got to find. Listen, I keep saying this. I want somebody with a two.
You're not going to find it, baby.
That's crazy.
I've been looking.
You got homework, okay?
Don't nobody want to see no little ass dick.
I got homework for some.
Why sake. Not?
You got to get your ass waxed.
I got you. That's first. Okay.
You
got
to practice your gag reflexes. We got to up this content. You got to suck that dick longer than 18 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't funny if you're trying to get to that bag.
It ain't funny if you want the money, honey.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
We want 20% for this advice, all right?
Also, I heard y'all need to work on y'all lighting. That's what I heard.
Yeah. For real.
Yeah. That's why I got bad lighting.
Bad lighting.
Y'all Mississippi and them goddamn...
them dandy lights.
What house is this shit?
Hey, we really appreciate y'all. Like, when we hit y'all, we like, yo, it would be really dope to just have an open conversation. And if you embrace it, can't nobody hold that shit against you.
Motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? So just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. And we got to get y'all outside with us, too, because if y'all don't know, we throw the biggest album and parties in Atlanta, so y'all have to pull up.
I'm ready.
Yeah, facts. Facts, facts.
Ready.
Yeah. Okay. Ready. Y'all already know it's the No Homo Show.
Whole lot of gay shit. Whole lot of gay. I like that.
Boss Brits. We certified. And DJ XL.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.